brought to you by Think Ad Group. You can get information by going to thinkadgroup.com.
So what's up, Lou? What you got next?
So brother? Speaking of being successful, a key piece of any success story is that it has some sort of a great legacy.
Right.
And so there's a great legacy that has become now Richie Bello, of course, from his family. I'm sure your family, you know, looks at you. It very much celebrates who it is that you are. But there's been key people that have influenced you over the years. Who is it that has been one of the key people that have been a pivotal person inside of your entire career? Who would you funnel it down to saying, if I didn't really meet this person, I wouldn't have made this shift into this side of the business?
Okay, so my father was a big influence in
me. Oh, wow, yeah.
Okay? My father was very big with me. That being said, he means a lot to me. He's 91 years old, and I'm blessed that he's alive. And I used to work with my father at 13 or 14 years old. My father means the world to me. My father is my best friend and my father. The other influence I had in the business, his name is Dr. John Minarchik. Okay? I met him through the Nicholson Group. From there, he went to Reynolds & Reynolds. I followed him everywhere, and we went together, R.O. Polk & Company. So he was a very big mentor. He is a psychologist. He's a professional trainer and a professional coach. He's much older than me now, but he was my mentor. My other mentor was Stephen Polk.
Okay.
At the Polk Company. Those were guys, and I was very young. I was the youngest guy there. I was part of a team that everybody was like 15, 20 years older than me. You know, and I was the kid. So
you're still a kid, Richie.
Still a kid. Those were my mentor, you know. I was 24, 25, you know, when I met Dr. John Minarchik. So, yeah, that was important to me. Because he's a type of guy, because he's a psychologist, and if you look him up, he, no matter what situation comes to him, he converts it into the positive outlook.
That's he's a doctor. Already.
All right. No matter what, you can have a training session and he can be in a workshop where only four people showed up. He would say, that's great. Because now the audience is limited and I can work with two people and really get them up to speed. Mm-hmm. That's the type of guy he is. He never gets, you know, he's like that, you know. So he was a big influence on me and my father was a super influencer on me, you know. So that was really important to me.
Yes, man. I love how you honored your father like that. I'm sure he was an amazing person. Is an amazing
That's
person.
A blessing.
I'm sorry.
That's a great blessing.
Now, you said, what is your father's name?
My father's name is Reynaldo Bello.
Oh, love it. Great name. Good, strong name. I love it. Oh, well, and 91 years old,
can't
Reynaldo.
Say that I known until meeting Richie, but is a name around the town amongst the Cubans. Pretty important guy. You know what I mean?
Just saying.
You know, most people probably know him. It's interesting to see how culture has brought just the waves of people into what it is that we're doing today. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're a great, right. Great legacy. But that's such a great honor because, you know, who knows what it is that your father had to go through just to get you to a place where you can launch off into life the way that you are able to. You know what I mean? What a great blessing.
You're your father's legacy.
Yes.
You know, and he's definitely, you know, I know he lives through you, just like I know I live through my son sometimes. You know, it's my legacy. I know that, you know, when he gets older, I'm going to pass all the knowledge I can to him so that he could be the best person that he can be, right? Same thing with your father. You look up to him. He's like a superhero. My father, when I was younger, was a superhero, you know? And I know my son looks at me like that, too. So that's awesome. I love that answer. Yeah, I love that you brought your father in there. And so that leads me to my last question. The last question of the night for me. Question number five. So I know that through your life, you've had a lot of great things happen. You've touched a lot of people. People have touched you and, you know, you've been blessed. The question that I'm going to ask you is what has been the greatest reward? And a reward could be a multitude of things, but rewards are something that are a little bit better than like an accolade set. You know what I mean? What is the greatest reward you've ever had from everything that you've done in your life?
The reward is to watch – something grow.
Oh, I love watch that.
Somebody that I'm helping out actually blow up and become bigger than anything. That's the reward that I get, right? I get that really is the biggest reward that I could ever see. Somebody growing to all kinds of levels that started out that I knew when they started out and they were really like nowhere. And watch them learn the knowledge, watch them learn wisdom, right? And watch them grow and become doing the right thing by themselves, by their family, and be successful. That's what I like watching.
Mm, that's a great, great,
great answer, Richie.
That's a fruit bearer right there, a seed-sowing fruit bearer.
That comes from my heart. I feel very similar to that. You know, if somebody asked me that question, it's watching people that I've had a chance to mentor or be friends with, watch them grow and become something. You know, it's something special about that. See them become, like you said, more than they thought they ever could be. You know, right. And then realize that even then they could do more. You know, so it's a beautiful thing to see happen. It's a, you know, watching my little brother, watching my employees that I've worked with, coworkers, you know, guys like Lou, you know, just seeing all this stuff happen. You know, even Richie, you know, in our short time, we've been friends for months now, you know, and it's been cool to watch you go through what you're going through right now. I know I missed you. You were gone for a little while, but I know you've been super busy. And we'll talk about that a little bit after this when we get back from our break. But we're going to definitely talk about what's been you've been doing and why you've been gone for a little bit. So I'm excited to talk about that. Great answer, though, man.
It hit the heart. Mm-hmm. Again, car guys, if you're not actually feeling this brew right now, well, you need to sip a little bit more. Rewind. Listen again, because – Richie's talking about some real serious things that is really how things take root inside of your life. When you begin to shift your focus and want to see the growth in other people, I promise you, you will begin to learn at an exponential rate because you learn the key for learning is to start teaching it. Start teaching what you learn. And you get better at it, right? What happens to the kid inside of just about any other, any martial art class? Eventually, one rank begins to lead the other ranks behind, right? Behind them and step up and show them what
absolutely
to do, right? So if that's what has to happen inside of any other scenario in the car business, what the veterans are going to show the new guys how to, you know, handle this, how to do the balloons, how to, you know, how to put the keys here, how to do that. There's going to be a succession that happens there. But you make sure to want to see the growth of other people, and that has made you a master teacher, a Yoda, you know, a Jedi inside of this business because you've been seeing other people learn how to use their lightsaber. You know what I mean? You've taught them the way.
I love it.
And they're growing, and that's that you can see that in you. And, you know, we actually seek to be those that you can look to and say, hey, I actually did – show them that I pointed those guys in this direction and look at the success that they had. There's many great connections that we've been able to talk to because we've had the great chance to know you, Richie. And we honor that and thank you for that. Folks, he's not just talking. It's not just a car guy. It sounds like he's from Strong Island, you know, with one of the deepest New York accents, East accents you've ever heard in
but
your
he's,
life.
But he's all right? Connected, all right? All right? He's connected.
I'm telling you, he doesn't just sound like a boss. You know, he knows what he's talking about.
The biggest thing that really I share everybody's post. I don't know if my wall doesn't have maybe any, very few things about me. It's shared and shared and shared, right? Do you know the reason why people should start sharing? First, the content and the knowledge. But the most important thing, that person that posted something positive might be having a bad day and he's going out of his way to help.
Yeah.
Somebody, you might make somebody's day by sharing their content.
I'm gonna tell you, it does that. It does it for me.
It's hard to have all this living around this negative world to write something positive, and nobody shares anything because they're scared. Oh, if I share, then they're gonna get my friends. Who cares? You know, that's why I share everybody. I share. Anybody out there that's positive content, that's doing their live or something, my wall's not full of my content if you look at it. I hardly post anything. I mean, very rare do I post. I go on social media and I share, 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 share.
You do.
Because that's wonderful. What I meant to be making somebody's day. I mean, you don't know what somebody, nobody knows where anybody is, what kind of situation they're having. And they're out there posting and making their life to try to keep their mind occupied. Mm-hmm. They give it tremendous effort. Tremendous effort. Why
takes
not?
A lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage. Yeah. You know, I can take it from me and Lou and you courage. Also. You know how much courage it takes to put a live video out there. You know, it's scary at first, you know, but it's so when they do that, you want to honor that. You know, and I totally agree. You know, I've had a great opportunity, you know, with this whole COVID situation to have extra time to be able to look at live videos. And, you know, and a lot of people were doing these really amazing, like, unity things and getting together to just try to learn and grow. And I was so into getting in part of that. I wanted to let them know that I honor it. I wanted to share it. I wanted to let people know, hey, come check it out. Come check it out. And right. That built a community. It built a community and a network that, to me, is invaluable. And, you know, Richie, you're one of those people that we had in that path, you know, and I'm so glad that our paths crossed. I think our paths were supposed to cross, obviously. You know, correct. I think it's a great thing. I'm very happy you're here. Folks, we just did our five-liner with Richie Bello. What? When we get back from this break, we're going to be hitting you with the fresh news.
Fresh.
Get
fresh.
You some. So
Richie Bello is going to be with us and getting some fresh news. Car guys. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lonards, the subprime hero.
And we have been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with Richie Bello.
Yes, sir.
We will be right back. Let's brew.